There's been a shakeup at Ann Arbor City Hall, and there is still much community conversation about the firing of Ann Arbor City Administrator Howard Lazarus. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Mr. Lazarus. Thanks so much for your time.
You're certainly welcome.
It's been a few days since council terminated your job, and first, as a human being, I want to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Having a work relationship like this and the way it did is not something I expected, and certainly not a bucket list item that I anticipated. But every time you have adversity, it also comes with opportunities. What I am feeling is certainly a sense of loss over not being able to continue to be part of a great team here in City Hall and pursue the things that are in progress. But I'm optimistic. You know, we've got exceptional leadership and city staff, and I know that the things that that we've started and that are in the incubator will continue to go forward, and that the staff will continue to do exceptional work on behalf of the public. Beyond that, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to think about what comes next and spend some time, as I said, with my new grandson and contemplate the future.
Did you know this was coming?
No, I did not. I found out the preceding Tuesday during the council's administration committee meeting when I was asked about it by three of the members.
So a week before you were actually, your contract was actually terminated?
Yes.
You were dismissed without cause, and frankly, I haven't heard much, if any, discussion of an actual reason why your contract was terminated. Do you know?
Yeah, council has the absolute right under the charter by a vote of the majority of council to replace the city administrator. Council has the right to have leadership that they feel comfortable and confident in. And when they feel that they have to make that change, it doesn't have to be for anything that caused it other than they would feel they feel that they need to make a change. And that's what the discussion was. And I respect their right to do that.
Seems like you would want to know the reason, or somebody would have said a reason, or there had been some conversation about behind-the-scenes power struggles. Did you feel that at all?
My job has been to take care of the day-to-day operations of a city government, which has got a combined amount, you know, part-time, full-time staff of almost 1,000 people, and just under half $1 billion a year in revenues. My job is to translate policy guidance into policy implementation, and that's what I chose to do. I act on behalf of council as a whole, and I think we've done that faithfully. So whatever, you know, I'm not involved in any of the politics.
So you didn't sense that at all?
I don't think I'm going to make any more comments. I serve at the discretion of council, and I've done the very best that I could every day that I've been here. I think we've done some exceptional things on behalf of our community, and I hope that as I leave, things are in good shape for the future.
There has been some conversation about a council reconsideration and possibly restoring you to the city administrator job in Ann Arbor. Is that even a possibility in your mind?
That's up to council to consider how they want to go forward with a new city administrator. You know, I have an executed separation agreement, so that's all I have in my hands right now.
Would you reconsider going back, though, if there was a majority that wanted you back in the job?
I don't know that we would want to speculate on anything. I'm always going to be respectful of council's wishes, and the only thing I have right now is their desire to seek new leadership.
And because it is a public process, there was a point that we all heard that you had applied for a job outside of the city. Do you think that impacted council's decision to eliminate your position in Ann Arbor?
You'd have to talk to the individual council members to find out how they came to the decision that they wanted to have new leadership.
But it also implies that you wanted to leave the city of Ann Arbor as well.
I'm not going to address those circumstances because, It occurred last summer along with other things that were going on. I've always been committed to this job and to the exceptional people who make up city staff.
Do you think you'll be leaving the Ann Arbor area?
I don't know what the future holds. My partner and I have to have the opportunity, and it's kind of a blessing to be able to sit and think about what we'd like to do next. Sincerely, when I say we have no plans other than to spend some more time with our new grandson.
Will you be leaving the job as Ann Arbor City Administrator with your head held high?
I think so. I'm proud of the work that we've done here. I'm proud of the team that we've built. It's been an amazing experience for me. I've told staff that I've always been kind of an outcomes-driven person, but the last 4 years have allowed me to also consider what values I hold, and because of their help, I like that value set, and I like the person that I've become because of this experience.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You know, I think, and I said this Tuesday evening, I think the pillars of public service are about ensuring that we have purpose and meaning in the things that we do, that we create an environment of respect. And I would also tell you that holding public office, elected office, is really difficult in this day and age. And we need to show our electeds the respect that they deserve because they're taking time away from other things, family, career, to work on behalf of their neighbors. I think we need to make sure that we take the time to be healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I think we need to know that public service is a privilege and we should enjoy every day. Beyond that, when we look at what rights should we make sure that everyone has, and this is why being a grandparent has become such a profound experience for me, is because when I look at my grandson, I know he will always have a warm, safe, dry place to sleep, that he will always have access to healthy food and good medical care, and that he will receive an exceptional public education that will prepare him to be successful in life. And those are the core values of this community, and we are working towards that so that every parent and every grandparent who looks at their new grandchild should know that their grandchild has those same rights, regardless of whether the people can afford them, regardless of where they live. There are basic human rights, and we should work towards those.
So it sounds like, even though this was a political community decision, that you're having a pretty personal, philosophical reaction to what happened, Howard Lazarus.
If we don't learn and grow from our experiences in life, then what's the purpose? You know, we all get to decide who we want to be and how we encounter challenges in life. I am blessed to have an exceptional partner in life, and we have two strong, independent, and inspirational daughters and now a grandson. I've had the opportunity to work with some really wonderful people here, many of whom will be friends for life. As I said at the beginning, it is a sense of loss that we won't be able to continue to work on things together, but I know the people here will continue to create the kind of environment where people want to work and support this community to an exceptional level.
When you apply for your next job, how are you going to explain what happened in Ann Arbor?
You know, council has the right to make a change in leadership. It's people who are in city and county management know that that's part of the business. You know, the average tenure for a city manager is 3 to 5 years, and I'm about at 4, so it's kind of in the middle of that spot. But what I will tell you that how I view the profession differently is I don't think you can do this job without making a strong emotional investment, and I think it's difficult to say goodbye to people who have become your work family. But my explanation is it's just kind of the nature of the business. And council chose to make a change. I have a strong record of achievement while I'm here, and I will focus on the positive aspects of that. I tell you also, I don't know that my next step in life is another public position. You know, I think given the fact that my time here has allowed me to get in touch with some strong values, I may choose to go in an entirely different direction.
Like what?
You know, there may be some nonprofit work. There may be a lot more volunteer work in my future than I've had in the, had the opportunity to do in the past. You know, and as I told you before, I've ever since I was 14 years old, I've always known that I had a place to be before 7 o'clock in the morning. And now I don't, you know, I won't have that. It'll be a good opportunity to reflect and contemplate. And to be honest, it'll be the first time in a very long time that I can totally put family first.
So as you leave your job as Ann Arbor City Administrator, it sounds like you're pretty at peace with leaving, but do you think you did anything wrong?
We're human beings, we're fallible. And I think I can only tell you that I've operated every day in good faith, cognizant of the fact that holding this job is a privilege. And I've done it as hard as I could, as long as I could, in good faith and good spirits.
Howard Lazarus, outgoing Ann Arbor City Administrator, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome.